A new study shows more than 14 million pounds of produce go uneaten in Vermont every year. But there are still nearly 80,000 Vermonters living in households that are food insecure. BPR's Rebecca Sinanis went out into the fields to learn about some of the efforts to bridge that gap.
On the first cool, cloudy morning in weeks, Bartlett Labor is one of about half a dozen volunteers picking corn at Crossroads Farm in West Fairley.
Sorry, look at that piece of corn. Look at how perfect that is. Wouldn't you love to have that on your dinner table?
They're with Willing Hands, a nonprofit group of gleaners who go to farms with surpluses in produce. They gather the fruits and vegetables and distribute them to food shelves and other organizations that need food.
Complicated. It's work. You go to places and pick up produce and then rearrange everything in the truck and then drive around. We started our route down in Claremont and kind of worked our way up the upper valley. And it's a great experience.
Crops don't always grow as planned. So when it's been particularly hot, like it has been this summer, crops grow at different speeds, sometimes faster than farmers can sell. Or sometimes the produce is aesthetically imperfect. Restaurants often won't buy blemished vegetables, even though they're perfectly edible. And annually, it's a lot of uneaten food. 14.3 million pounds, to be exact.
14.3 million pounds is more than 7,000 tons. And that could fill 7,000 pickup trucks. If you line up those 7,000 pickup trucks, they would extend 26 miles. That is how much food is left on Vermont farms each year.
That's Teresa Snow, the founding director of Salvation Farms, a group that recently studied food loss in Vermont, or food that has not been harvested, sold, or donated. Snow says some of the reasons it's not being pushed into the food stream include
a lack of demand or an oversaturation in the market. And then followed quickly after those as top cited reasons is also this issue of the product may not be cosmetically perfect. It says to Salvation Farms that there's tremendous opportunity to move this food into the food system, into the right avenues.
Some of that imperfect but edible produce ends up at the Upper Valley Haven. The gleaners from Willing Hands drop produce off at the Haven almost daily. Jennifer Fontaine, the Haven's director of community services and operations, says on an average day, 65 households come into the Haven needing food assistance.
Some days we're running higher. Last week we had a few days that were at 80, which then we start to feel a little bit of the stress, just more people through the building, more product being rotated.
Another potential avenue for uneaten produce could be in Vermont schools. This year, Senator Michael Sorotkin of Chittenden County put forth legislation to try and close the gap between hungry kids and surplus produce.
What we're trying to do is get a universal meals program in the school, and gleaning could help be a facilitator in making such a program less costly.
Universal Meals is a federal program where qualified schools provide breakfast and lunch free to the whole school population. More than 20,000 children in Vermont are living in food insecure households. But with more gleaner volunteers and storage facilities, there could be fewer experiencing hunger. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.